ओम नमो ओम नमो भगवते रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ द डेमन अघासुर टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 यत् पादवंशोर् बहुजन्म कृच्छदो ऋतात्मभिर्योगिभिरपि अलभ्य स एव यदृग् विषया स्वयं स्थिता किं वर्ण्यते दिष्टमतो व्रजौकशाम् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yama, niyam, asan and pranayam, none of which are easily performed. Yet in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Rajabhumi, Vrindavan, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally lived and who saw the Lord face to face? Purport. We can simply imagine the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. It is impossible to describe how many births of pious activities they have become so fortunate. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to take the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, senior devotees and all assembled here. Because spiritual life is based on mercy, we'll be discussing today. So we need mercy even to speak about Krishna. So this particular shloka emphasizes how rare is to attain the lotus feet of the Lord. The yogis have been practicing, different yogis, karma yogis, jnana yogis, ashtanga yogis, dhyana yogis, so many different types of yogis, they are practicing severe austerities and penances, ultimately to achieve happiness. But even though they cannot taste, it is said here, a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Lord. It's so rare. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary, Sararatha Darshan, he says, what to say of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord? Even striking a relationship with the Lord is so rare. Sambandha. It's so rare. And particularly this age of Kali Yuga, it's so rare. Forget about attaining the lotus feet. Even striking that relationship with the Lord is rare. The karmis generally, they say we know everything about Krishna. But if you see their activities, it's not reflected in their activities. In India at least, everyone says, oh, we know Krishna. So Bhagavatam says these people are actually foolish, they cannot understand. Just by performing activities or some exercises, it's not possible to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. It's so rare. So here the point which is made, that even if one controls the mind, still it's so rare to achieve the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Jnanis, for example, they may realize the Supreme Lord, some aspect of the Supreme Lord, but still they cannot play with Krishna. And karmis, they have no realization and there is no chance of them playing with Krishna. And there are bhaktas who worship the Lord, dasya bhakta, they worship the Lord in awe and reverence. Still for them to attend the lotus, dust of the lotus feet and to play with him is so rare. So these cowherd boys are so fortunate that they are every day they are seeing Krishna face to face. They are seeing his lotus feet. They are playing with him. Previous verses we saw different games they played. So it's a transcendental relationship of the Rajavasis with Krishna in different mellows, in different ras, they are relishing. They are all eternal associates. They are Nitya Siddha. They are not Sadhana Siddha. They are Nitya Siddha, eternal associates of the Lord. So, it's not that Krita Punya Punja. It's not that by some pious activities they have achieved this. They are all eternal. This is not applicable for them. They are all eternal associates of the Lord. And they are playing their role of cowherd boys. They are personal expansions of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Otherwise, how could Krishna relish that relationship? So therefore, all these different pastimes are so relishable. In 12th canto, it is said, it is given the five characteristics of Krishna Katha. It is said, the words which describe the glories of the Lord, all famous Supreme Personality of Godhead, are attractive. Tadeva ramyam, ruchiram navam namam. They are attractive and they are relishing, relishable. Therefore, since time immemorial, these people are speaking about Krishna. People are doing Bhagavad Sapta. No one is getting bored. And any mundane thing, it becomes so stale after some time. Nobody wants it after some time. And people are becoming rich by speaking about Krishna. Someone was telling, the famous bhajan singer, he started his career with singing bhajans of Krishna in Radharajbhair temple. I heard that when he was singing, some devotee met him, and this devotee asked him, what is your realization or experience when you sing these bhajans of Krishna? So he said, when I ask something in return, that doesn't give me that much ananda as when I do as a for charitable purpose, as voluntarily I do some shows. So this shows that it's so rare, and people are getting attracted to Krishna. That is what is needed. Somehow the other people should be attracted to Krishna. Yenakena prakarana. Because it's so rare. Someone is coming to temple, it's so rare in Kali Yuga. So therefore, all these pastimes when one hears, they are attractive, relishable, ever fresh. Navam, navam. One can never get bored. It's only because we know sometimes we sit in the class and I know this pastime. This is only because of the ego, which is a big barrier between us and Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami and the sages, they are assembled and they are saying, no, you go on repeating. We are never getting bored. So that is the glory of Krishna Katha. And these words are Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahatsavam. It's a festival for the mind when one hears in a proper mood. And it is said, Tadeva Shoka Arnava Soshanam Shoshanam Nirnam Yad Uttama Shloka Yesho Anugiyate. They dry up the ocean of misery. Everyone is miserable, whether we accept or not. So when we hear Krishna Katha, at least for that particular time, we forget everything. If you try to concentrate on hearing about the Lord. So the more we hear, we will forget the misery of the Lord. Misery of this material world. Apparently, all these Vrajavasis, they went through severe difficulties. From external point of view, if you see. But that was increasing their transcendental bliss. That is Brajwasi's spirit of loving service, dependent on the Lord always. All these cowherd boys, they knew that Krishna is always going to protect. They never knew that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But any demon who, so many demons came, they were always quite convinced, they were sure, they had faith in Supreme Lord that if Krishna is there is no problem. What faith these Brajwasis have when forest fire was there. Krishna told them, just close your eyes. If there is fire and if somebody is telling, close your eyes. You may say, are you joking? You have to do something. But these boys have so much faith, these cowherd boys, that they closed their eyes. Immediately Krishna swallowed all the forest fire. So that is their great fortune, that they are completely dependent on the Lord and rendering transcendental loving service of the Lord. Today, we will see how four reasons. I just was reading this particular section, Mother Yashoda also binding Krishna, this 10th canto, previous chapters, 8, 9, 10th. So I found out these four reasons why one cannot attain even particle of dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. So I would like to share with them all of you. In this 10th canto, 9th chapter, which is entitled Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Shri Krishna, Sukhdeva Goswami is telling, he's saying, Darshayam stad vidam loka atmano bhritya vatsyatam. Vajav vrajasya ovah vai harsham bhagavan bala cheshtita. To pure devotees throughout the whole world who could understand his activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna exhibited such pastimes. He can be subdued by his devotees, that is his servants. In this way, he increased the pleasure of Rajavasis by his childhood pastimes. So this is a transcendental attribute exclusively reserved by Krishna for himself. He only becomes submissive, he becomes subordinate to his devotees. Yogis may try to capture Krishna by their severe austerities and penances, but they are not able to capture, even though Krishna is seated as Paramatma. They may realize to some extent the Paramatma feature, Brahman feature, Paramatma feature, but it's rare to perceive Bhagavan feature of the Lord. It's not very, just because someone is practicing severe penances, Prabhupada is explaining, these Mayavadis, impersonalists, they perform so much of kritcha sadhana, that is so painful sadhana, undergoing severe austerities and penances, to achieve this Brahman platform, to get liberated from material miseries. But once they get, they suppose that they have reached that platform, again, after some time, they come down and start doing some philanthropic activities. So Prabhupada is in NOD lecture, he's asking one devotee in Vrindavan, what do you say? Gosaiji, what do you say? So Prabhupada is saying that it's, if one is experiencing a transcendental bliss, he doesn't have to come down again to that platform where they say that Jagat Mithya, everything is false. So therefore, attaining the lotus feet of the Lord is so rare. Therefore, it is said, even the exalted personalities like Lord Shiva, Brahma, even they are controlling controlling different departments of these universe. To some extent, they are controllers, Ishwaras, but still, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakta Mam Abhijananti. Only by devotional service, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not possible by any other way. All these yoga processes are just progressions towards Bhakti Yoga. If they don't culminate in Bhakti Yoga, it just, Bhagavatam says, it's Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. Like people doing karma and they say karma hi puja, they get stuck up, they are karma yogis. Those who think that this is knowledge is topmost, they are called as Jnana Yogis, according to the path they follow, Dhyana Yogis. They get stuck up. And it's so rare in the translation, Prabhupada says, that is Dhyana Yogis, Yam, Niyam. It's so difficult to perform. All of us, we have tried so many things for our health purpose also. Different yogic exercises, but hardly very few are able to continue. Nothing to criticize, but this is not the age to practice. Very few people continue on a long run. So we can understand, we can have faith in Bhagavatam that it's kritcha sadhana. It's not easy to do pranayama also. One devotee, where I go to preach, he is like an expert in pranayama. So he, when he came here, he said many people are doing it in a wrong way. And if you do it in a wrong way, actually it may have different kind of effect on the body. So it's difficult, so rare. Nothing wrong about practicing. If one is able to do it, it's good. Because for devotees, health is most important for service of the Lord. But it's so difficult to practice. And therefore, even the great exalted personalities like Shiva, Brahma, they are also not able to become understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, Krishna, he comes to this particular world to show through his pastimes so that people will get attracted towards him. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. So people will get attracted to his pastimes when he performs his pastimes. So therefore, everyone is attracted to Krishna somehow or the other. But because they are not getting the mercy of a pure devotee, they get stuck up in their respective positions. And this particular lesson from the Mother Yashoda binding Krishna we can learn is that Krishna informed that his desire to be submissive to his devotees. Ultimately, he submitted to Mother Yashoda. He became subordinate and then he was bound. So unless one doesn't become subordinate to Krishna's desire, to a devotee's desire, one cannot, there is no chance of understanding Krishna. The gopis were saying that we will give you some sweet meat, you dance, and Krishna used to dance. They were playing with Krishna. The gopas were playing Krishna. We saw these different games they played. So what they have done, what austerities or penances they have gone? The question comes, what austerities and penances they have gone through? They don't have to practice something to become devotees of the Lord. They are eternal associates of the Lord. And therefore, when we conditioned souls who are practicing sadhana, when we follow in their footsteps, then we have hope for attaining the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, it's very rare. We have His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vrajvasi, at the age of 65, he went to US just to give Vrindavan to everyone. All the six Goswamis under the direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they excavated the different places of Vrindavan. They wrote so many books. So Prabhupada says that Vrindavan is a gift of Srila Rupa and Sanatana. So we will see how we can achieve their mercy at the end of our lecture. So therefore, Krishna is the controller of so many universes, and still it's so rare to achieve Him. Even Lakshmiji, it's rare for her to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, it is said that even though we may think that we are controllers to some extent, still, it's not that just because we are practicing our sadhana, we will achieve Krishna. We need mercy. Otherwise, the sadhana will not lead to attain shelter of the Lord. We need really mercy. And performing sadhana sincerely, as Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, that sincerely, seriously, and with no ulterior motive, then we attract the mercy of the Lord and His devotee. Then it's possible. Then we have hope that we can attain, one day we have the hope that we can attain the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, here the word uses Bhritya Vatsata. It does not mean that Krishna comes under the control of His servant, but He becomes subordinate to the servant's pure love. He is attracted by the cowherd boy's love for Him. He is attracted towards the love of Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are eternal father and mother of Krishna. And therefore, all these cowherd boys, residents of Vrindavan, they all followed Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And in this way, they developed, in one of the shlokas in 10th canto, it is said, they developed this culture of bhakti. So only in association of the great souls, Nanda and Yashoda, our eternal father and mother, who were engaged in unmotivated service of the Lord, by following in their footsteps, these Vrajvasis developed this culture of Krishna bhakti. So therefore, it's more important that one becomes subordinate to the Lord's devotee. Krishna is showing through His example in Bhagavad Gita also. Arjuna is saying, come, take this chariot in the middle of the army. And Krishna is taking the chariot. Krishna is becoming subordinate to Arjuna's love for Krishna. It's not just He's dictating. Because Bhakto Semi Sakajati, Arjuna is a devotee of the Lord and His friend. Therefore, Krishna is becoming subordinate. So there are so many pastimes where Krishna is becoming subordinate to the devotee's desire. So therefore, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that bhakti is rare. One of the characteristics of pure devotional service is rare. And why does Krishna doesn't offer pure devotional service? First reason is that we can't achieve it by our own efforts. And second is Krishna is reluctant to give it. Why? Because devotional service is directly under the internal potency of the Lord, Ladini potency of the Lord. And when it is conducted under the internal potency of the Lord, that potency controls Krishna. We also don't like to be controlled. That quality is originally in Krishna, Swarat. So Krishna doesn't want to be controlled by anyone. He likes to be controlled exclusively by His pure devotees. So therefore, He becomes subordinate. One can purchase Krishna, it is said, by becoming subordinate to Him. That is the rarity of devotional service. So therefore, this is the first reason that Krishna he becomes subordinate only to his devotees, bhakta. It is clearly defined, not to any yogis, different types of yogis. He said, bhakta maham abhijananti. Only by pure devotional service. Once you become devotees, then Krishna will reveal. So this is the first reason. Second reason is we need mercy, which we discussed. So there is one beautiful shloka in the 10th canto, 9th chapter. It is said, even Brahma, na nemam virancho na bhavo, na shri api anga samshraya, prasadam lebhire gopi, yattat prapya vimuktidat. So here it is said, three times, no. So Lord Brahma cannot understand, Lord Shiva cannot even understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even Lakshmiji is, for her, it's so difficult. But among, it is said, prasadam lebhire gopi. This comes in the 9th chapter, Mother Yashoda binding Krishna. So, prasadam lebhire gopi. Because Yashodama is a eternal mother of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna, she got the mercy of Krishna. And she could bound Krishna by the ropes. That is the purpose of this particular verse. And therefore, it is said that yattat prapya vimuktidat. This word is very significant. Prabhupada gives very nice understanding that there are different types of liberation. Sayujya, Salokya, Sarupya, Srashti, Samipya. But vimukti means special mukti. When after liberation, one is situated on platform of prema bhakti, one is said to be achieved vimukti. So actually liberation means reinstating one's constitutional position. That is rendering service to the Lord. So after liberation, actually service starts. Devotional service starts after liberation. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. So therefore, Mother Yashoda is a Nitya Siddha devotee of the expansion of the Ladini potency. And therefore, she got the special mercy. Prasadam Lebhire Gopi. So that's the fortune of Mother Yashoda, that she got the mercy of Krishna. So therefore, unless we are blessed by devotees, we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why we cannot understand? Narottam Das Thakur very nicely says, because one is in a material concept of life, after sense gratification. Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paviche. We are completely absorbed in sense gratification. And therefore, this desire to enjoy separately from Krishna is taking away us from Lord Sri Krishna. So that is the reason that we really want to change our desires. Our aspirations should change. So when we come in association of devotees, pure devotees, their only aspiration is, their bhakti is not mixed with jnana karma. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam. Anukulyascha krishnanam shilanam bhakti ruttamam. So they have no other desire other than service to Krishna. That is the real Vrajvasi. Prabhupada had no other desire. Exclusively giving Krishna to others. Therefore, he could make wonders. And if bhakti is mixed with jnana and karma, we miss the point. So therefore, when we come in association with such great souls, what happens? Our aspirations change. Actually, these material desires are cause of our suffering. Iccha dvesha samutnena dvandva mohena bharata. Because of this iccha, we are in trouble. But when we come in association of devotees, these desires change. Material desires are purified. Desires will not go, but they are purified. And we come to know, at least theoretically, that we should not aspire, we should not cultivate material desires. And Vajbihari Prabhu was making a very nice point that day, that more important that we have to give up material desires, one step ahead, like deep thinking, that one has to really lose hope that after satisfying this material desire, I will become happy. So, on ordinary basis, we have so much hope that, okay, I will do this thing and I will become happy. Okay, I can perform bhakti, okay, but still some more time is there. Still so much time is awaiting. So therefore, it's not like that. We have to be very clear about our aspiration when you come to devotional service. And when we hear about these pure devotees, transcendental service to the Lord, these Vrindavan Vajvasis, we change our aspirations. And we know that we have to really become free from all material desires. The third reason why one cannot understand Krishna, or even yogis, they cannot achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is for the same continuation with the same shloka. 3-4 shlokas are continuous, like in from 9th chapter. It is said that Krishna is not available to those in a bodily conception of life. If you see Prabhupada's lecture, even the Radhashtami lecture, Krishna Prabhupada is not speaking about Srimati Radharani. Just a brief introduction, just short, and he is speaking how are you are not this body or soul. So the whole thing, someone I was speaking, he told that once Prabhupada was asked that, what do you actually meditate? So Prabhupada said, that whole day I am meditating, how I can convince these people that they are not this body, they are soul. So it's so common that, at least it happens with me, when we speak that you are not this body, your soul. Prabhu, you are not body, your soul. It's easy to say. When Prabhupada spoke or when exalted devotees spoke, they have realized they are not this body, we are soul. At least I am not realized. Still in the bodily conception of life. And therefore it's a big barrier to understand Krishna. Because soul means what? We are eternal associate of the servant of the Lord. Ekala Ishwara Krishna Araseva Bhritya. Everyone is servant. Only master is Krishna. And it takes lifetimes, Manushyanam Sahasrashu, to understand this basic principle of spiritual life. And if one understands this, that is success. And that can be understood only when we get mercy in association of devotees. Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan. Sukhapo means Nayam Sukhapo, that Krishna is not very easily obtainable. Dehinam Gopika Sudha. Those are embodied, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnaninam cha Atma Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Mam Iha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, Gopika Sutta, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. Bhakti Mam Mate. Those who are engaged, it's only possible for them to achieve Krishna. And not by mental speculators. Neither by those who are striving for self-realization by austerities and penances, which is today's shloka. And nor by those who are in considered body as self. It's only possible when one gives up this bodily conception of life and one becomes dasya. Real bhakti, therefore, it begins when one becomes subordinate to the Lord, accepts Lord as master and him as servant. Krishna reciprocates, yathamam prabhadyante, according to his surrender. So therefore, practically everyone, karmis, yogis, they are seeking for Krishna, but ultimately, only few will achieve Krishna. And who are those? They are the devotees of the Lord. So therefore, becoming devotee of the Lord is such a rare thing. We say we are devotees. Actually, if we see the definition, we see the vajvasis, so it's actually so pure. I can say for myself at least, it's something very rare to be pure, having no other desire other than giving Krishna pleasure. That is spirit of Vrindavan, Maharaj was saying, that they are always dependent on the Lord. Krishna, please help us. That's what they always looked for. They never practiced any yoga and they didn't have any yogic powers also. Though they could have exhibited in one sense, Maharaj was saying, because they are all exalted personalities. But they never show any mystic power, neither in Govardhan Leela or any Leela when these demons came. Only Krishna exhibited mystic power. And the other persons who exhibited are the demons. So that shows that achieving some yogic, practicing some gymnastics and achieving something is not the goal of life. Krishna is Yogeshwar. He is a supreme mystic. So what we can achieve by some mental gymnastics? We may get some power. I know some people, before I came to Krishna consciousness, that they are mystics. They perform their sadhana and they also follow these four regulative principles. They meditate. But ultimately, what's the purpose? They are just into curing some people on a health. Like they practice curing the health of people. So that is also needed. But the whole purpose of acquiring this is not just to again get on the bodily platform of life. One has to really transcend. So therefore, it's so rare. So these mystic powers were exhibited only by Krishna and not by anyone else. So therefore, those in a bodily conception of life, we will never understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, even Brahma is saying in his prayers that I am also not able to understand. Hope in future I become so fortunate that I acquire any species, even animal species. I would take birth in Vrindavan, and the dust of the lotus feet of Rajvasis, I can bathe in the dust of the lotus feet of Rajvasis. That is his prayer after the Brahma Vivan Leela. Very nicely, beautiful prayers offered by Lord Brahma. So there, even Brahma is a great devotee of the Lord, but still he is a secondary creator, Adikavi. Still, for him, it's so rare. Even he got bewildered. Lord Shiva got bewildered. Because still, that conception of controllership is there, even though they are exalted. Of course, they are definitely more exalted, and Brahmaji is Acharya of our Sampradaya. But still, because of that minute independence, because of which they are thinking they are controllers, they still are in the bodily conception of life. That's what Prabhupada says in one of the purports. But pure devotees of Vrindavan, they do not possess any bodily conception. They are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Prema pumarthaman, therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. They have given up the bodily conception of life. They are completely, totally realized that whatever they are going to do is only for Krishna's pleasure. This is actually lifestyle management. We do so many seminars. This is actually the way one should lead his life. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is a lifestyle. It's not that, chanting is the most important part of it, but the whole lifestyle should be accordingly, so that we remember Krishna. We would like, I know Anandan Prabhu, he has so much nicely, he has his lifestyle. I'm really proud to have such devotees, that his lifestyle is such that there is no chance to forget Krishna. So I always speak with him every day, comes here and chants. So that is what is needed, Prabhupada says, that we have to change our lifestyle. So this following in the footsteps of Rajvasis, their only desire is to please Krishna. Then the fourth reason we will see is because these yogis are different types of people who try to approach Krishna, they cannot understand because of impure intelligence and speculation. Doubt. In Kali Yuga, it is said people are manda sumanda, manda bhagya upadrata. Upadrata is disturbed. Why they are disturbed? Because of the doubt. Forget about spiritual life. Even in material life, if we see family relationships, so much doubt is there nowadays. Between parents, between husband and wife, everywhere, everyone is doubtful. So this doubt actually creates misery. And therefore, when one person is doubting, then he speculates how he can become happy. And he keeps on speculating how he can become happy. So actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in Sarada Darshini, actually mental speculation will bring trouble and botheration. Keep on speculating, different ways to achieve Lord. Forget about achieving Lord, but even for a practical material happiness also people keep on speculating. Oh, I will get this thing, I will become happy. The whole advertisement industry is after that only. You have this, you will be you will become most happy person. But no one is becoming happy. So therefore, speculating is a great barrier to really get the mercy of the Lord. And because of speculating and because of doubt, the intelligence is impure. Therefore, this is Brahma's, he gives his understanding that ye anya arvindaksha vimukta maninas. These people who are falsely considering themselves to be free from material conception of life. Prabhupada always gives this example of impersonalist. There are two people, personalist and impersonalist. So these impersonalists, they think that they are liberated. As we saw before we discussed at the start of our lecture, that they again come down to the platform of, they come to the material platform and start doing some philanthropic activity. Why? Because they are vimukta manina. They think that they are liberated, but again they come down to bodily conception of life because their intelligence is impure. Avishuddha buddhaya. And therefore, they cannot attain the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, this doubt is because of lack of faith. The whole atmosphere in Kali Yuga is surcharged with people not having faith on the scriptures. Faith in God. This is the main symptom of Kali Yuga. People are becoming atheists. Why? Because they don't have faith. There is Lord. Ashraddha dhana purusha dharmasya parantapa. Aprapya mam nivartante tad mrityu samsara vartamani. Those who are not faithful, they return to the cycle of birth, old age, disease and death. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, even they may get elevation, but still they come down after some time. Avishuddha buddhaya. Therefore, the intelligence has to be purified by regularly in touch with the scriptures. When we are in touch with the scriptures, it's like sharpening the razor, sharpening our sword. We are always in touch with the scriptures. You have that power of discrimination. What actually has to be done, what not has to be done. So therefore, regular basis, hearing and understanding scriptures is actually food for the intelligence. Of course, it's pure, but the intelligence has to be purified. Then only we can understand actually what's happening. So therefore, these are some of the reasons. So we have 5 minutes, and so much to say, but still, we will glorify the lotus feet of the Lord before we end for 5 minutes, because that's the purport of this particular verse. That it's so rare to taste even a particle of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Beautiful analogies given in Srimad Bhagavatam glorifying the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. There are 3-4 analogies we'll discuss and then we will stop. In third canto, Kapil Dev, Lord Kapila's instructions on devotional service, it is said in one of the shloka that the Lord's lotus feet are considered as thunderbolt. The blessed Lord Shiva becomes all more blessed by hearing by bearing on his head the holy waters of the Ganges, which has its source in the water that washed the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord's lotus feet act like umbrella, thunderbolts. There is another analogy that they are like umbrella. So they act like thunderbolts hurled to shatter the mountain of sin stored in the mind of a meditating yogi. One should therefore meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord for a long time. So even a devotee or even if a yogi, unless he is purified of his desires, and therefore it's avishuddha buddhaya, because the desires are not purified, again getting back to the bodily conception of life. That's what it happens. So when one starts meditating, therefore darshan of the Lord is taken from the lotus feet. First, second canto are the lotus feet of the Lord. And gradually we progress. And we are now reached 10th canto, the face, beautiful face of the Lord. But meditation starts from the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, they act like thunderbolts and they can shatter the mountains of sin which are there in the heart of a meditating yogi or meditating devotee also. We have so many material desires. So just by meditating on the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, all the material desires will be crushed to powder. And then the intelligence will become purified. And then one can actually understand the Supreme Personality of God and attain his lotus feet. Another analogy which is given in Bhagavatam is the Lord's lotus feet are supreme transcendental object to be meditated upon. What to be meditated upon is clearly defined in 11th canto, where Lord Krishna is saying to Uddhava, you cannot meditate on anything temporary. You cannot just meditate on some light. People some meditate, they make some round and sit in dark and they say, you meditate and you will develop concentration. What will happen? Nothing, it's not going to change the heart. You may meditate. Therefore it is said, one may control his mind, but still he will not achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. By meditating on some point, you may control your mind. But what's the use if the mind is controlled, but it's not engaged in Supreme Personality of Godhead? So therefore, Krishna is telling, Jnana vidnana samsiddha padam shrestam vidur mama. Jnani priyatamo atome jnaneshu vivarti mam. Those who have achieved complete perfection through philosophical and realized knowledge, recognize my Lord, my lotus feet as supreme transcendental object. So the object of meditation should be the supreme personality, lotus feet. Therefore, Prabhupada has taught how to take darshan, like from the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus, the learned transcendentalist is more dear to me, and by his perfect knowledge, he maintains me in happiness. So therefore, Prabhupada writes, jnana means unauthorized philosophical and analytical perception of reality. That is just understanding, theoretical understanding. But when such knowledge is realized through, Prabhupada says, through sanctification of consciousness, when the consciousness is pure, is purified, then the resultant comprehensive experience is called vidnyan. So Bhagavad Gita is both jnana and vidnyan. Jnana vidnyana samhita, Krishna says. So theoretical knowledge will not help. That is the first step. But one has to really realize through purification of consciousness. Then only it will transform into vidnyan. Therefore, speculative, impersonal knowledge does not purify the meditator. Because it's just temporary things. Therefore, the meditator should realize he is eternal. The process of meditation, that should be also eternal. And the object of meditation, that has to be also eternal. Then actual shelter is achieved. Therefore, bhakti, Bhagwan, and bhakta, all are eternal. But one has to realize he is a servant of Lord. And the process is also bhakti, that is eternal. And he has to meditate on the Supreme Lord, lotus feet. So when all three are eternal, then the real shelter is achieved. So what one should meditate upon is clearly defined in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord's lotus feet are the object of meditation. Therefore, Brahma says that even if someone gets a trace of the dust of the lotus feet of your lotus feet, he will be able to understand you. And not a person who may study the Vedas for lifetimes together, he will not be able to understand your personality. That is the verdict of Lord Brahma. So there are different analogies which are given glorifying the lotus feet of the Lord. So just to end, what is this fortune? The third part of this discussion today is what is the fortune of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, as we discussed. So in one of the purports, Prabhupada says the fortune of all these Vrajvasis is that they associated with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and they followed in their footsteps. Therefore, this beautiful shloka, I'll just recite. Tato bhaktir bhagavati putri bhute janardane dampatyor nitaram asid gopa gopishu bharata. Therefore, O Maharaj Parikshit, best of Bharatas, when Supreme Personality of Godhead became the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they maintained continuous, unswerving devotional love in parental affection. And in their association, all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopas and gopis, develop the culture of Krishna Bhakti. So that is their fortune. That because they were constantly, because Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are the leaders, Vrindavan, eternal father and mother of Krishna, and all the gopas and gopis, we see this particularly, we saw this movie also, Krishna and comes, and also in Little Krishna is shown that everything has been, everyone is following Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. So they are the devotees, the Vrajvasis, they are following in their footsteps, always in association with them. And therefore, they are also manifesting this beautiful love for the Supreme Person of Godhead. This is a particular qualification of Vrindavan, that loving service to the Lord in different rasas. Gopas are in friendship, gopis are in the madhurya level. So there were different rasas, five rasas. Even the water is conscious of Krishna, it is said in Vrindavan. Everything is so conscious. So therefore, everybody is giving pleasure to Krishna. That is Vrindavan spirit. So the more we imbibe this particular spirit of giving pleasure to Krishna, then actually that is our fortune, Prabhupada says. We see from Srila Prabhupada's life, real Rajavasi who at the age of 65 went to United States just to give Vrindavan to all over the world. If he had not gone, we would not have been here. So that's the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We are Prabhupada Nugas. We are following in footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is following, and all of us, we are also Rupa Nugas. We are following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. Therefore, Prabhupada says, I mentioned that Vrindavan is a gift of Srila Rupa and Sanatana. So therefore, if we take shelter of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, then actually we will, one day we have hope that we will attain the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, this beautiful bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, he says that, Echai Gosai Korik Charana Vandan, Jahavate Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Just by taking shelter of the six Goswamis, first thing is what will happen, will all the obstacles on the path of bhakti will be removed. And everyone is facing so many problems. Kali Yuga is full of obstacles on the path of bhakti. Nothing is conducive for practicing Krishna consciousness. Everything, the whole atmosphere is surcharged. So all obstacles are removed and his desires are fulfilled. Spiritual desires will be fulfilled. Then it is said, Echai Gosai Jai Murtar Das. Tasabera Renu Mora Panchagras. They are the soul, their lotus feet is my soul existence. Really, in that mood, if we take shelter of the six Goswamis, then Krishna Lila will be revealed. Our aspirations will change. Tadera Charan Sevi Bhaktasanevas, Janme Janme Hai Abhilash. We can change our aspirations, as we said, just by taking shelter of the six Goswamis. Because these six Goswamis, particularly Rupa, Sanatan, they are the leaders, they actually revealed these eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And in Parampara, Prabhupada has given such beautiful purports. So therefore, just by hearing and following in their footsteps, about Supreme, following in their footsteps, how to serve the Lord, we can attain the lotus feet of the Lord. In Krishna book, Prabhupada says, hearing about the Supreme Lord will make us eligible to become associate of the Supreme Lord. So hearing is so powerful. So this hearing about the Lord, it's all because of these Rupa these Goswamis who wrote wonderful literatures under the direction of Lord Chaitanya. And Prabhupada has all these different scriptures. He has given the essence. They have given unlimited literature. We cannot think of also. But Prabhupada in a condensed form, in his Bhaktivedanta purports, he has given. So if you just take shelter of Prabhupada, who is a Rajavasi, these Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are all eternal associates of the Lord. Manjaris in the spiritual world. And especially in Kali Yuga, they have come to give this mercy. So if you just take shelter, our only hope is the six Goswamis, Prabhupada and the Parampara. And therefore, they can only reveal these beautiful pastimes of the Lord. And therefore it is said, Ananda Bolohari Bhaja Vrindavan. Just sing, worship and fix the mind on the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. That is what Narottam Das Thakur is in his bhajan is writing. That should be our mood. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pada Padma Koriyash Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottam Das. We just meditate on the lotus feet of our spiritual master, because we can attain Krishna only by the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. So if just by meditating on the lotus feet of spiritual master Vaishnavas, we can attain, one day we can have that hope to attain the dust of the lotus feet of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Hare Krishna.